during Republican Scott Walker's first year as governor of Wisconsin. He cut school funding by hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, 8 years later, Democrat Tony Evers takes the governor's seat, and the outlook for public schools is decidedly different. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
In case you may have forgotten, I'm Tony Evers, and I'm incredibly proud to be the 46th governor of the great state of Wisconsin.
At Tony Evers' inauguration last week, he repeated one of his main promises, that he would invest more in public education.
We talked about what's best for our kids is best for our state. And that means we need to fully fund our public schools at every level.
This has public school leaders and advocates feeling optimistic. Michelle Lagenfeld is superintendent of Green Bay Area Schools.
I've never felt more hopeful about the investment in children in public education in the state.
Green Bay is one of many school districts that have resorted to voter referendums to fund basic operating costs. As state superintendent of schools, Evers sought to ease schools' financial stress. He recommended a $1.4 billion increase to education funding over the next 2 years. As governor, he plans to propose a similar budget. Although Republicans went along with Walker's education cuts, they might get on board with some of Evers' ideas. Luther Alson is a GOP state senator.
I don't know if our dollar amounts are the same as his dollar amounts, but I'm hoping that this could be a good compromise area.
Alson is co-chair of a bipartisan committee on school funding that just released a raft of recommendations to better fund public schools. Alson expects education to be a higher priority than it was under Walker.
Governor Evers was state superintendent. He's been in education his whole life, and so that is his, I think, probably number one priority, where Governor Walker, he had many other priorities to deal with.
Evers also wants to boost funding for the UW system. He said this during a debate.
We need to reinvest in the University of Wisconsin system.
During Governor Walker's tenure, the legislature cut university funding and imposed a tuition freeze. Evers plans to keep the tuition freeze, but he wants to provide more state funding to make up for the lost revenue.
If we freeze tuition, I think tuition is too high. I would like to see it lower. But at the bottom line is, if we don't have state resources, that gap gets larger and larger, and fewer courses are offered. It's going to take kids longer to get through college, and it's going to make their debt higher.
He is also supportive of the Board of Regents' request for a 6% UW employee pay increase. One area that Evers and Republicans are less likely to agree on is school choice, which flourished under Governor Walker. Evers is opposed to using public dollars for private schools. But Will Flanders says if Evers is truly a champion of kids, that should include voucher students. Flanders is with the conservative advocacy group Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty.
Remember that there's 35,000 students that are using vouchers, that are using these alternatives. And for those families, those seem to be the best means of education. So let's keep those kids in mind as we focus on, creating a pro-kid environment in Wisconsin in the future.
When asked last week what school choice proposals Evers had in store, his press office did not list any dramatic changes like phasing out vouchers. It said Evers would propose a requirement to show the cost of voucher programs on residents' property tax bills. That's something the cities most saturated with voucher schools, Milwaukee and Racine, are already doing on their own. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.